Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody. You're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by Northcore Grains. My name is Jeffrey Guy and I'll be your host this week. Today is Saturday, May the 28th. See the markets this week. Volatility remains supreme, not just in the wheat market, which probably has shown the most volatility lately, but also in corn and soybeans. Corn was pretty flat this week, down a few dollars for new crop harvest, closed at $358. Soybeans were up about $5, $6 for the week, closed to over $700 for new crop harvest. Over $700. It's amazing I'm saying that and we're not all excited about it. It's just amazing. Spring wheat closed up about $6 this week at $5.23. Remember, it was just a week and a half ago. It was just at the $550 range. Winter wheat closed down a few dollars to close at $511, and it also was just near $550 a few weeks ago. So let's look at what happened this week. Let's first talk about soybeans. They seem to be in the market. A lot of talk right now. Old crop exports out of the U.S. have been strong this year. They're actually, I think they're already have shipped more soybeans than what they've USDA had projected for the full year. So just leads to reason that the USDA will have to decrease their carryout stock numbers for soybeans going forward in their monthly WASDA reports. Remember, China was an early purchaser this year of both old crop and new crop for this coming year. They've made strong purchases. Soybeans, the last two trading days, Thursday and Friday, they reached new contract highs for July on the CBOT, although they closed off the highs both days. There's a big inverse in the market from July to August on the Chicago trading floor. So what that means is that the market's willing to pay more in the short term than they are farther out. The market is looking for supplies, so these supplies are both the commercial demand in the U.S. for the crush and the export demand. And that's when I say big inverse, it's like 70 cents a bushel. So that is a big number. Be interesting to see if that number stays that strong going forward. The higher price of soybeans right now, the crush margins in the U.S. are getting decreased again. Well, that's probably not that major of a concern in the short term. Probably think that it's looking like soybean oil and soy meal are keeping a good demand. And if soybean prices keep going up some, surely those prices will increase also. The corn market. Corn prices have been struggling, let's say, the last couple weeks to reach new highs. But they're actually new crop corn prices are just flirting with their 50-day moving average. They fall below it. They jump above it. So the market's remaining supportive, but not really going either way. Not going up, not going down. There's definitely concern now in the U.S. about some lower corn acres. We'll get into that in just a moment. This week, Brazil and China announced an agreement for Brazil to sell corn, genetically modified corn into China. That was a big negative on the markets for a day, but now there's talk that this new agreement won't result in any shipments for a while, that they still have to work out more paperwork. I guess the devil's in the details. And so it sounds like that might not lead to increased exports for a few months from Brazil to China on the corn side. So we just talked about some lower corn acres for U.S. this year in corn. So it ties us into the weather. So as we've talked about the last little while here, the corn plantings, all the plantings in the U.S. have been slower this year. The last week, they had a good week. They were up to, about 72% in corn plantings. I think the market was still looking for them to be 75 to 80%. Looks like they probably had a good week this week. Finally, they had some window in the northern plains into the Dakotas and that to get some corn planted. However, unfortunately, this weekend, it's calling for some rain and that weather, which will probably slow down the planters again. So we're getting to that time of year, even in the U.S., that if corn isn't planted, they might be switching over to soybeans. So that's a potential plus on the corn side of the marketplace and a negative on the soybean side. So the weather right now is getting mostly supportive for the corn growth and that, and but remember they are behind. So it's soybeans, if they get plant more soybeans, that will be negative. So wheat, the spring wheat has been, we know it's been delayed big time, the plantings of spring wheat in the U.S. They just can't get that crop planted in those Dakotas. And again, we've just talked about this week was probably a good week, but it looks like there's going to be more delays going forward. I think the same thing's happening out in our prairie provinces. So that spring wheat market should remain strong. Will they get all the acres planted this year? I guess only time will tell us on that one. We look at the winter wheat in the U.S. They'll soon be starting harvest. They probably started the harvest in the far south already. When we're looking at wheat, we do have to look at the Ukraine and Russia. You know, they're talking about a potential record or a real strong crop in Russia this year. Ukraine, we've talked about it the last bunch of weeks, how many acres will get planted, what percentage. That's everything that's still truly an unknown. There's a lot of talk in the market this week that Russia was going to open up some shipment lines so the Ukraine could ship some humanitarian grain out. However, that all got kiboshed because Russia wanted the West to lift a bunch of tariffs against them to open up those lines, and which was a no-go. So that brought some of the volatility in the marketplace this last week, which the political side of things we can never predict. We just never can predict them. So Russia is still playing hardball. The unknown, the Ukraine, we do know the Ukraine is shipping a little bit of grain via train into some neighboring countries to ship out, but it's just nothing like they would normally be shipping. So that wheat market is remaining supportive because of that. Yeah, it's fallen back some, it's fallen off the highs, but they're still at historically very strong prices. Russia, Ukraine, oil prices have gone up this week again. I think they closed around $115 a barrel. That's going to keep prices higher. Our dollar strengthened this week. Geez, we're at a pretty recent high, 0.786 US. That's a few months high. That's going to put some pressure on basis levels going forward next week. Locally, pretty slow week in the planting, I think, locally. We're trying to get, the weather. It's planters haven't made that much progress locally. We had a good run earlier there. Hopefully this weather will clear up and people will be able to get their final corn acres and get their soybeans finished up also. I know dairy farmers, a bunch of them are already cutting some hay, so things are progressing on that side. And let's see, last but not least, our customer day. We have our customer day coming up on Wednesday, June the 29th. Dolores has been talking about it every week here in our podcast. And we're still working at lining up some special speakers this year. We will have the agronomist back, but we're lining up some extra special speakers outside of that, and more details to come on that. Well, we wish everybody a safe farming week. Keep your eyes open on the markets. If you have any questions, give us a call anytime, and we'll go from there. So thanks for now, and have a great week. Bye-bye.